sake.
What the tape on?
We're gonna do some other things before.
Edwards.
Meeting will come to order. Couple minutes after the time certain.
Not bad.
Ms. Taylor, you have a technical correction that we need to approve?
Mr. Chair, members, it'd be on page R19, line 20.4 on the house side. Phase 5 should actually be phase 6.
Anyone want to
move? I'll move it, Mr. Chair, as described by Ms. Taylor.
Representative McNamara, and Ms. Taylor, could you state it one more time?
Sure, it'd be page R19, line 20.4 on the house side. Phase 5 should be phase 6.
So. Anyone understand? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Motion adopted. Senator Saxog.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that we adopt the House language in Section 5. Restoration evaluations.
Any questions or discussion? Could you find the page on that, Ms. Taylor, just so people know where it is?
Mr. Chair, members, it's on pages R28 and R29. The bulk of the language is on R29.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Motion's adopted. Senator Saxog.
And Mr. Chair, under Article 2, Parks and Trails, I move the Senate language in Section 2.
And they're identical.
Just Section 2.
Just Section 2.
Yeah.
Any questions or discussion?
I'm sorry, what page again?
31.
Okay, sure. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Motion adopted. We have two amendments that are being drafted. As they're being drafted, I don't know if Mr. Meyer is here or I would like to call Mr. Becker to the. Oh, I saw Mr. Meyer, but I would. Why don't we just get Mr. Becker to come and recognize. Him for his last conference committee for Outdoor Heritage and thank him for his work for the Lasard Sams Outdoor Heritage Council.
Mr. Chair, thank you very much. I should thank you all for your work on this over the years. This has been a real tribute to the process that we have in the state of Minnesota and this legislature to have the product of this citizen legislative committee worked on by people who understand the issue areas and made a better bill every time. I want to thank you for what you've done, and I'll miss not being here during the early part of conference committee. After 10 o'clock, I'm done. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody have any questions for Mr. Becker? Your last opportunity. Commissioner Meyer.
Mr. Chairman, members, for the record, Bob Meyer, Department of Natural Resources.
Commissioner Meyer, just wanted to get on the record with the St. Louis River acquisition, the agency's desire plans on moving forward with that, on what's needed to complete that transaction.
Mr. Chairman, members, the DNR will be working with that transaction just like any other normal transaction through the process of the contract preparation and appropriation of the funds as it moves forward. So there'll be no different than any other project in the bill or any other project that we've worked on. So we've done it in a timely fashion.
Commissioner Meyer, how long, and this is just in general on any of these, how long do they usually last, whether it's an NGO or other agency?
Mr. Chairman, most of these contracts are pretty straightforward. We have standard language. This one will be a little bit different because of the nature of the acquisition and the transaction, but we don't anticipate any problems at all. And, period of a couple weeks, months, maybe, just attorneys going back and forth might take a little bit longer, but the money will be done in appropriate and timely fashion. We will definitely be giving the council updates and keeping council members and staff appraised as the process moves forward.
Anybody have any other questions for Commissioner Meyer?
Well,
Representative Kahn.
So we think it will be done then by the end of the summer at least?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Kahn, it's our intentions, most definitely. We will certainly keep you appraised, though.
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Mr. Chair, thank you. If I could indulge the Deputy Commissioner, just a brief report, if I could.
Yep.
On the elk management program in northwestern Minnesota, could you give us just a brief 30-second overview as to what's going on there and what the intentions of the DNR moving forward?
Mr. Chairman.
And just as we're waiting for drafting to occur.
This could be a very dangerous spot for me, Mr. Chairman. I don't know any good jokes either. So, Senator Ingebrigtsen, we are working with stakeholders up in the region to look at that management plan. And there's a large growing interest in trying to expand the herd up there. A world record class animal was recently harvested up there. The animals that are up there are magnificent. Some of you may have seen pictures. We're working with the local stakeholders and the county boards, but we also need to work with the farmers and the agricultural people, making sure that we aren't creating more of an impact. There is damage up there. I know you all hear from people with the elk depredation issues that are going on. So it's just like anything else. We need to manage competing interests, so to speak, and make sure that if we are going to expand the elk herd, that we're also protecting the farmers as well and trying to provide habitat for those animals to keep them off of private property, so to speak, from damaging the crops up there.
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And talk about the numbers of the take. Is the DNR considering reducing that at all? Or I know the private landowners have some
Mr.
priorities.
Mr. Chair, right? Senator Ingebrigtsen, I don't really have any of that information at my fingertips right now, and I don't know if I didn't bring the elk people with me today, sorry. Brought the grazing people and the acquisition people, but not the elk guys. So I can certainly get information for you and provide you an update, Senator. I can send you an email on that tomorrow if you'd like, or we can certainly meet and talk about more.
Thank you. Thank you again, Mr. Chair, for the indulgence. I don't know that we've ever caught you without knowledge on something before. At least not in my most recent memory, but I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Maybe to just describe what we're waiting for, the Senate had language relating to eminent domain, and the House had language relating to appraisals and assessed value. And so we are having two amendments drafted that deal with a little bit of eminent domain and a little bit of appraised value. And I guess we could just recess, I mean, if we wanted to.
Yeah.
All right.
Why don't you find out when it's
there? Yeah. And Mitch is going to go check.
Yeah. Okay.
I think he's got a draft.
There it is. Yeah. Just
excellent.
The threat of you coming.
Perfect.
I tried.
Just in time delivery. That's
perfect.
Sure.
What are you looking for?
Do the eminent domain.
Just go for it.
Just go for it.
Well, Mr. Chair, why don't I do this one first? This is dealing with the Vermilion, since you've been spending quite a bit of time on that, dealing with the gravel lane portion of it. Yep. And what it would do would just say that you can't use money provided under this paragraph, which is Outdoor Heritage Fund money, to acquire any portion of that area that is or will be subject to removal of gravel or other mining activities. This is the chair suggested to Ms. Taylor, and I've kind of combined the two amendments to reflect that.
It's a move the A3.
Okay. Yeah.
I move the A3.
Senator Saxog moves the A3 amendment. And
DNR is fine with this amendment.
Yes. Can I just...
Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess the one thing I would like to put on the record, this would not include... We've asked the owner of that land to enter an agreement for the restoration that's going to include some more extensive restoration. That's not going to be moving around the soils and the gravel and dirt on the site to the direction the DNR wants. This is about selling gravel and taking it off-site, correct? That's the intent of whoever's moving the amendment. I just wanted to confirm that, whoever moves the amendment, that it's not about a grading issue. This is about the gravel operation. We're all on the same page. Thank you.
Any further questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Amendment approved.
Next amendment.
And Mr. Chair, I've got an amendment here that we were talking about earlier, dealing with the commissioner being able to ask for additional appraisals for parcels, and this would add it to the project requirements for the Outdoor Heritage Fund projects, and it would add it into the same paragraph that deals with public accountability and use of public funds. It would say the commissioner and addresses may conduct or require additional appraisals of parcels to be acquired in fee, title, or as conservation easements.
And Mr. Chair, I'd move the A4, but would hasten to recognize that we used the word may in here.
Correct. Senator Saxon moves the A4, noting and highlighting on line 2.13 the word may. Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And to that, the word may, of course, obviously means that not required, but they just have the opportunity to be able to do that should they deem necessary. So, good. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Amendment adopted.
And, Mr. Chair, the last one here is A5, and what it does is it puts an effective date on the provision in the Senate bill, Section 3, that deals with eminent domain actions from the Outdoor Heritage Fund. And what it says is that this section is effective July 1, 2014, and applies to eminent domain actions started after that date. So it would just follow right after. So it would be clear that previous eminent domain actions don't apply to this. This would be in the future.
Mr. Chair, I will move the A5 amendment.
Senator Ingebrigtsen moves the A5 amendment. Any discussion?
McNamara. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Ingebrigtsen, I'm wondering if on page 28, line 21, I think it's the intent that we not, after the word eminent domain, would we not want to delete the underlying language or to acquire property that has previously been acquired by eminent domain? I think it would make sense to remove that so it would say these funds will not be spent to acquire property by eminent domain, but leave in unless the owner's request, which as we know is sometimes used as a tax planning strategy where you ask to be acquired by eminent domain.
So we want to take out property has been previously been acquired by eminent domain. Take out that language.
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I do agree with that, Representative. And also, I think, and maybe I'm misunderstanding it here a little bit too. Mr. Knopf can help me here, but we also have willing people that are willing from this day forward to allow the eminent domain process. Does that make sense too?
Well,
Senator Ingebrigtsen, if that
is... Or is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it says...
On line 28.22, unless the owner requests the owner's property. So that would be the willing.
Okay. So that's what we talked about.
So, Senator Ingebrigtsen, are you incorporating the suggestion to delete on lines 28.21 after the word domain, the words or to acquire property that has previously been acquired by eminent domain?
Yes.
Yes.
Does everyone...
Mr. Chair, could I just explain...
Yeah, please.
I'm working with Senator Senjum on this, why that language is in there. The concern is that you could have a straw person do it by eminent domain and then use this land to acquire it from that person. That has been used. We've got a few state trails where local governments have acquired them by eminent domain and then transferred them to the state. So this was to make sure you couldn't get around that. And it was supposed to be addressed in the effective date. I think if you deleted that language, I'm not sure you need the amendment on the effective date, because then it would only be prospective.
I think the issue on the incorporation is that something could have been acquired by eminent domain 50 years ago.
That was the reason. Yeah, Mr. Chair, that was the reason for the effective date.
I think it's not that clear.
I wouldn't agree.
I think the effective date makes it prescriptive on for actions of acquisition, but the by doing this, it's as clean as we can be, that we wouldn't be inadvertently prohibiting something that had been eminent domained in the past.
Just because that action is taken.
Ms. Taylor? Commissioner Meyer, are you?
So somebody couldn't get around the law, right?
Said commentary.
Mr. Chairman?
We are.
Any comment on this motion that's in front of us?
The eminent domain language, Mr. Chairman, I think it does work. The concern that I've heard from people and from the department as well is there may be something that was acquired 100 years ago that we don't know and that we may want to do that could be the best habitat that's out there. And the amendment as drafted would have prevented us from doing that. It's certainly not our intent, nor I believe the DNR doesn't have the power to use eminent domain to acquire wildlife management areas. So the language, I think, works, and I think it deals with the current issue in a appropriate fashion.
Just to be clear, Senator Ingerson, did you incorporate that, or...
It's up to you guys, whatever you want to do. That was the only reason I put it in there for Senator Sencha. It doesn't matter. Yes, Mr. Chair.
Senator Ingerson says yes.
So the language, would someone read the language that we're putting in? I mean, that we're taking out or whatever.
Ms. Taylor, do you want to...
The language that will stay in here.
Mr. Chair, members, the language that would be removed then would be on line 28.21 on the Senate side on page R28, or to acquire property that has previously been acquired by eminent domain.
And then, Ms. Taylor, the A5 would continue?
It'd be the A5, and then move the A5 as well, and then at some point you'd need to adopt Section 3.
Senator Ingerson, that's your motion.
That's fine.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Motion's adopted. Section 3.
Can I move Section 3 with the amendment?
I can move Section... You go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. Then.
Mr. Chair, I'll move Sections 3 as modified with the oral and A5 amendments. Or amendment.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, that's not the Senate language, correct?
Yes. Senate language.
Yeah. Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Motion adopted. Is that it?
I think so.
So then we need a motion to adopt the...
Mike.
I would move to instruct staff to prepare the conference report. Which would include the amendments that were made today.
Mr. Chair, you could add, just in case staff could make any technical corrections
necessary.
And any
technical corrections as they are made.
We trust you guys.
You moved that.
I moved that. That was a motion.
Okay.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Conference report adopted.
Nice job.
We're done.
Nice job.
We are adjourned.
Get some B now. Go get some makeup on. They're not good sex. I got too bad.
Put your dragon's on.